Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for January 11th, 2024. I'm your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the proud home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We invite you to explore our extensive collection of trading history videos on the MarketsWiki Education page at johnlothiannews.com. This includes the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Thank you for joining us. In this podcast, we'll give you a rundown of what's included in today's John Lothian newsletter. We'll discuss key points from the hits and takes section, share anecdotes from the first read section, spotlight the top three stories from the last JLN and JLN option editions, and dive into the initial three stories from today's JLN's lead section. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. The SEC finally grudgingly approved spot Bitcoin ETFs for trading yesterday, and every media outlet seemed to cover the story. The headlines included, "Regulators approved new type of Bitcoin fund in boon for crypto industry," New York Times. "SEC authorizes Bitcoin spot ETFs in crypto's breakthrough," Bloomberg. "SEC approves first spot Bitcoin ETFs in boost to crypto advocates," Financial Times. "SEC approves Bitcoin ETFs for everyday investors," Wall Street Journal. "Why a U.S. Bitcoin ETF is a game changer for crypto," Reuters. "SEC makes it easier to trade Bitcoin in landmark decision," The Washington Post. "Cboe says Bitcoin ETFs to start trading Thursday, though the SEC hasn't approved them yet," CoinDesk. "Here's how the new Bitcoin ETFs will work, similar to gold ETFs," Wall Street Journal. "Why the Bitcoin ETF was such a long time coming," Bloomberg. "Coinbase called spot Bitcoin ETF approval watershed moment," The Block. "SEC approves 11 Bitcoin ETFs," Yahoo Finance. "And SEC authorizes Bitcoin spot ETFs in crypto's breakthrough," from Bloomberg. Another big story yesterday was FINRA's approval of Prometheum Capital LLC, a subsidiary of Prometheum Inc., as a special purpose broker dealer, SPBD, to custody digital asset securities. In response, Prometheum Inc. announced its plan to launch its digital asset securities custody platform in Q1 2024. JLN published a podcast conducted with Prometheum founder Aaron Kaplan and Societe Generale executive Thomas Sullivan about cryptocurrencies, blockchain, and special purpose broker dealers. It is worth a listen. JLN published the second part of the Scott Shaladay Open Outcry Traders History Project yesterday. Today we will publish part three and the podcast. "I will be at the Security Traders Association of Chicago STAC winter meeting on Thursday at the Chicago Hilton next week. I hope to see you there. Registration is open for Derivatives Forum Frankfurt, February 28th to 29th, 2024, at Congress Center Mess, Frankfurt. The event is focused on trading and clearing for derivatives across five tracks: markets and regulation, derivatives and portfolio management, liquidity and collateral management, technology and digital assets, and sustainability and carbon. Participants can join in Frankfurt or view via a virtual platform with a link in today's newsletter. Learn more with a link in today's newsletter. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were CME Group International average daily volume reached record 6.8 million contracts in 2023, up 8% from 2022 from CME Group. BlackRock and Grayscale, among 11 firms approved for spot Bitcoin ETFs in long-awaited SEC decision from Fortune. And a deceptive tactic: Nancy Pelosi disclosed a seven-figure bet on NVIDIA over the Christmas holidays, despite recent efforts to permanently ban lawmakers from trading stocks, from MoneyWise. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's the podcast. Prometheum founder and SocGen executive discuss blockchain, crypto regulation, and special purpose broker-dealers. Prometheum founder Aaron Kaplan and Thomas Sullivan, a managing director at Société Générale, recently discussed blockchain, crypto regulation, and special purpose broker dealers in a podcast interview with John Lothian of John Lothian News. They explored how blockchain technology is poised to enhance market efficiency by streamlining operations. Kaplan highlighted the inefficiencies in traditional Wall Street systems and stressed the advantages of instantaneous settlement and improved record keeping that blockchain can offer. You can listen to this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the second part of our Scott Chaladay Open Outcry Traders History Project. In part two of his Open Outcry Traders History Project interview, Scott Chaladay, known as the Cow Guy, shared his favorite trading memory, which was related to the British pounds crisis in 1992. He recalled the intense volatility in the markets during that period and the lasting impression it left on him. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's the episode 4 of Futures Discovery. Futures Discovery, careers in the futures industry. In episode 4 of Futures Discovery, we're diving into the diverse world of careers within the futures industry, from the fast-paced world of trading to the analytical realms of risk management and technology. There's a multitude of career paths in this dynamic field. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's the press release from Prometheum. Prometheum received first-of-its-kind approval from FINRA to clear and settle digital asset securities. Prometheum's digital asset securities custody platform is launching in Q1 2024. Prometheum Inc. today announced its plan to launch its digital asset securities custody platform in Q1 2024, following its recent membership approval with FINRA, with Financial Industry Regulatory Authority, FINRA, to operate as a special purpose broker dealer, SPBD, to custody digital asset securities. Prometheum Capital LLC, a subsidiary of Prometheum Inc., today expanded its business to include clearing and settlement of digital asset security trades for its affiliate, Prometheum Ember ATS. Prometheum ATS. This marks the final regulatory approval required for Prometheum to offer through its affiliate trading and custody of digital asset securities in 2024. My comment, Prometheum is a game changer. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, "The rising threat to democracy of AI-powered disinformation. Experts fear 2024 could be the year a viral, undetectable deepfake has a catastrophic impact on an election." 2 days before the Slovakian election in September, a mysterious recording went viral on social media. In it, Liberal opposition candidate Michal Semeca could apparently be heard plotting with a journalist to buy votes and rig the result. "It will be done in a way that nobody can accuse you of taking bribes," Semeca purportedly says on the audio, according to a transcript of the conversation that also circulated at the time. "Be careful, there are many people around. Don't use the B word," the journalist replies. My comment, 2024 is going to be a doozy. Here are the top three stories from Wednesday's JLN. Our top story Wednesday was SVB Financial plans to hand VC business to creditors, from Reuters via Yahoo Finance. Second was, could AI death calculator actually be a good thing, from the Financial Times. Third was, Israel's far right calls for Palestinians to resettle outside Gaza, from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first one is from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, SEC approves Bitcoin ETFs for everyday investors. The exchange-traded funds will allow investors to buy Bitcoin as easily as stocks or mutual funds. A ruling Wednesday clears the way for the first U.S. exchange-traded funds that hold Bitcoin to be sold to the public. The decision by the Securities and Exchange Commission will allow mainstream investors to buy and sell Bitcoin as easily as stocks and mutual funds. Expectations of U.S. regulatory approval for such funds drove the price of Bitcoin to the highest level in about 2 years. The digital currency approached 47,800 late Tuesday, up from 17,000 in January 2023. And then here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, here's how the new Bitcoin ETFs will work. Similar to gold ETFs, the new funds will hold Bitcoins in a digital vault. Regulators have given the green light to the first U.S. exchange-traded funds that directly hold Bitcoin. Crypto enthusiasts hope the new funds, backed by asset managers such as BlackRock and Fidelity Investments, will draw more mainstream investors into Bitcoin. In many ways, the new ETFs are similar to the gold ETFs that emerged in the early 2000s and became a popular way to invest in the precious metal. Instead of buying physical bars of gold, investors could buy shares in a gold fund through their brokerage, just like buying stocks. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, Bank of England governor says crypto integration losing momentum. Bank of England governor Andrew Bailey said the integration of cryptocurrencies into the global financial system has stalled as the coins struggle to win over regulators and the public. Quote, my own sense is that it's not taking off as what I might call a core financial service, unquote, Bailey told the UK Parliament's Treasury Committee on Wednesday. Quote, for instance, using Bitcoin as a payments method is pretty inefficient, unquote. We're grateful for your attentive listening of the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider spreading the word about our podcast among your friends. Moreover, if you haven't done so already, we would greatly appreciate if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform on which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the Daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.